This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. As regulators probe the collapse of UK travel booking company Thomas Cook and the government repatriates vacation goers, some businesses that had partnerships with the 178-year-old company are wondering, what now? Thomas Cook had its hands in more than just all-inclusive packaged vacation deals. It also had agreements with hotels and businesses to offer experience that especially young travelers are keen to take. It even partnered with the NFL to offer game day packages for accommodation and tickets to the league's matchup here in London this fall. Greg Stark is one of those ticket holders who told me he's not sure now that he'll even get to see Tampa Bay take on Carolina in just a couple of weeks.
I've actually been to the NFL London games for the last 4 years. I'm a big NFL fan and I'm lucky enough that I've been over to the States to watch a couple of games as well. So every year, me and my friends go on first thing to try and get the tickets when they go on sale. I was obviously lucky this year that me and my friend had got the ticket through Thomas Cook. And we'd paid some money to Thomas Cook as well to upgrade the hotel so that we could get down from Edinburgh to be able to watch the game. So we've had the tickets since July. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. There's actually 8 of us going all together from our fantasy football league. So me and my friend are the only ones with the Thomas Cook tickets. So they've actually all got their tickets that were purchased through somebody else. So we're really hoping at the moment that the NFL will honour the tickets that have been sold through Thomas Cook and hopefully give us a chance to buy them. It's a bit disappointing, but obviously there's a lot of people that are affected by Thomas Cook and a lot of people that don't have jobs this morning. So I kind of hope that they get sorted out as well.
And have you heard anything from either Thomas Cook or the NFL?
No, and I think that's probably what's been quite disappointing. I always had a really good experience dealing with Thomas Cook, and this morning just been highlighted on their Twitter page. That's where I went to get most of my news. And I went on, it just said that they'd went into administration and you could go onto a separate webpage to see what to do about your ticket. So I've been dealing with that. I've had to contact the hotel directly. I've had to claim through my credit card company to try and get the money refunded so that you can pay the hotel directly.
And you said you spoke to the hotel. Do you still have your hotel room?
So I contacted the hotel chain that Thomas Cook had booked through. Got a really nice guy on the phone who said that the room is booked in my name, which was good to hear. However, no payment details had been given from Thomas Cook, so he had no indication if it was going to be paid. I said I wouldn't count on it. If they went to administration, they will not be paying for it. I've asked the hotel chain if they can honour my booking in my name and I'll pay them directly. But I'm still waiting to hear if that's going to happen.
It's not just customers left holding the bag. It's also businesses that signed up to the Thomas Cook partnerships, as Pippa Jack's Travel Trade Gazette reporter explains.
There will be some travel businesses that are left quite vulnerable here because they have to take measures now to rebook their clients and, you know, do the right thing and look after them, but they might not necessarily recoup everything back. One of the UK's biggest online travel agents put out a profit warning saying it expects to take a huge hit because of the administration and the rebooking fees that were going to be associated with sorting this out, but they'll be the same for much smaller businesses as well.
So how long will it take those businesses to kind of unwind their partnerships from Thomas Cook and essentially get out from under that company?
I expect it could take certainly weeks, maybe even months. People will book travel, you know, a year ahead, if not a bit more. So there are bookings in the pipeline that go way, way into the future. And it takes a very long time to unpick each one.
And we're talking about businesses that this impacts, but it's not just the businesses that this impacts. Some countries are also dependent on Thomas Cook sending tourists there, right?
Indeed, yes. So tourism is a huge part of the economy for places like the Canary Islands, the Balearic Islands, Greece, Cyprus, Turkey, Tunisia, and they receive hundreds of thousands of Thomas Cook guests each year in most cases. So they are very concerned at the moment to see their Thomas Cook customers just turned off overnight. But I do think that other players in the market will step in and soak up some of that additional capacity. So I'm sure we'll see the big players like TUI and EasyJet and Ryanair as well putting on additional flights next year, because those 800,000 holidaymakers will want to go on holiday, and different companies just need to kind of rearrange themselves in order to help them book what it is that they wanted.
Pippa Jacks from Travel Trade Gazette, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.